Okay, this is the Radio City Legends Extra. We are putting together the all-time Merseyside 11. Aldo and Sharpie chose their keepers last week. Mm-hmm. So we had in goal for the Reds and Blues.
Oh, this is obvious. Bruce and Nev.
Okay. Yeah. Bruce and Nev, let's move further forward in the team. We'll talk right backs today. Who'd like to kick it off? John, you played with some decent right backs.
Played with some really good ones along the way, obviously for Alan. But there's one that sticks out. You could play right back and left back. It has to be Steve Nicol.
Bigfoot.
He's just different class, you know. Left back. You remember him scoring a hat trick against Newcastle when we won 5-1 away. Mm. You know, for a full back to score a hat trick, just ridiculous. I was so envious of him because I wanted the hat trick, you know. But his finishing was brilliant. His defending was great. Boss lad in the dressing room. He ticked all the boxes.
Okay, so as full-backs go, and of course your mates were Phil Neal as well, and a few other great ones. What did Nicol have that maybe gave him the edge on some of those other guys?
Size 13 feet.
he liked the bevy, he liked the smoke, he liked everything that he shouldn't like, I think. Yeah. So obviously he didn't play with Neely or he was different class, obviously. Most decorators are playing for Liverpool. But yeah, you know, the ones I played with some really good ones for Ireland. Then the same played right back as well as left back as well. But no, Nicol for me.
Okay. Mm. Some other great ones. You could have thrown Marcus Babbel in. There's a few, but Nicol's a great choice. So let's get across the park. And blues-wise, what have we got?
Yeah, Stevie Nick was brilliant. Played from with Scotland, you know, really good player. But for me, Gary Stevens is the one that springs to mind. Ian Snowden, when he came in as well, was probably a better footballer than Gary Stevens. But Gary had everything. He was like the fittest guy at the club, you know, up and down, good defender, decent in the air. Started his career as a winger, physique wise, it wasn't many people who'd get past him. So he was probably the best in terms of everything you needed to be like a modern day football. He would easily fit into today's mode. Easily fit into today's mode. I can't say the same about Snods.
But actually, I played with Gary at Tranmere for a couple of years. And that was in the twilight of his career. Mm. And he was brilliant for us.
Yeah, it was. And as I say, Snodds was probably a better footballer, but Gary, for me, just edges it. So Gary Stevens is my right back.
You know, when you were at school, did anyone want to be a right back?
No.
They weren't good players, but no one wanted to be a right back.
Like a right midfield player first of all, like a defensive type player. Mm. And it wasn't for me.
Yeah, but never right back.
No, Gary Stevens is a winger, you know, so then it didn't happen for him there because, listen, he didn't have great feet, but when he knocked the ball and he ran after it kind of thing, he could run, you know, he was a fantastic fitness level. So, yeah, Gary for me.
All right, maybe obvious choices, but have your say on our social media poll. So we've got Stevie Nicol there and Gary Stevens as well for the right back position for the all-time Merseyside 11. It's the Radio City Legends Extra.
The Legends with Aldo and Sharpie.
On Radio City and Radio City Talk.
6:30, welcome along on a Monday evening, the Radio City Legends. I'm Steve Hoversall, John Aldridge and Graham Sharp in the studio to take your calls for the next hour. 01514720967. It's celebration time in the Radio City Legends HQ. I think Big Nev's birthday celebrated at the weekend.
Yeah, 60. Happy belated birthday, Nev. Yeah.
And who'd have thought Aldo was just 2 years younger than him? 2 years, 2 days?
2 years. He's happy
2 years, I'd be happy with that, yeah.
Yeah, it's all for you tomorrow, isn't it, John?
It is, mate, yeah. It's the big 6-0, but just got to get on with it.
Do you know what? When I saw you were 60, I thought that means that you were something like 43 when we started commentating together. So where did all that go? Goodness me.
Oh, I don't
know. 20 years. Hey, what are you saying, Sharpie?
That's why I went grey.
I thought you were 70 after commentating with him.
That's why you look so good. Producer Christian has loaded you down with sweets and cake.
Yeah, brilliant, mate. Yeah.
So you got some candy
kings. Loads of chockies there for the grandkids and everything, sweeties.
Right, so if anyone rings in to speak to Aldo and he's got his mouth full, I'm sorry about that. Right, things not great for the Blues?
It was rubbish.
Better for the Reds.
Yeah, it was rubbish for Everton yesterday. Listen, we talked about it before. You know, I think it was Alan Irvine saying that West Ham hadn't won a game. Everything just pointed to a West Ham victory. Yarmolenko, the boy that Everton had been linked with for the last 10 years, I think, scored two. You could have put all your money on that. But no, the actual performance was really, really poor. Defensively, said before the game there'd be goals. But defensively, and I said afterwards, you cannot afford to give away goals in the Premier League, especially three at home. And you look at the performances, and whilst that was a first defeat, the number of goals we've conceded, you know, at Wolves, at Bournemouth, at Huddersfield, against Huddersfield, you're thinking, come on, what about a clean sheet? And I'm just looking at it and I'm thinking, I can't see a clean sheet in that. Okay, we've got the boy Mina to come in. Whether he makes a difference remains to be seen. We'll have to wait and see. But surely they have to learn to defend a lot better than what they were doing. They're defensively, they were all over the place again.
It's like they dragged four people off the street. Yeah. You know, and you know, you feel a little bit sorry for the back four in a way because they've never played together before. You know, because they've had the injuries, so they just got four lads at random who's never played together. And it showed they didn't even know who to go off or, you know, and no one was talking. Zuma wasn't even talking. Young lads, a couple of young lads in there. And West Ham had a couple of lads, the big lads, and they bullied them a little bit. Like, you know, I know Zuma's a big lad, but the two lads were cunning and they were crafty. And they wanted it a bit more, you know. I thought West Ham, I was very surprised West Ham won, you have to say, first of all, but I thought they were really good. But Everton, you know, they were so poor, I couldn't believe it.
Although Mark Noble said afterwards there's been a few home truths told in the dressing room, so you can imagine, without a win.
Well, I think there's a few home truths that need to be said in the Everton dressing room.
Well, maybe now, but if you're West Ham, you desperately needed
you? I'm looking around the team and I'm thinking, who is it to do that? You know, I think Rooney, when he was there, would have a go. I'm not sure if there's many more at this moment in time that look at. I thought the boy Dania, the left back, did well going forward, but with him going forward, everything became exposed. The two centre backs became exposed to the break. Anatovic is not the quickest, he's not bad, but he bullied Holgate all afternoon. Yeah, and you're just thinking, sometimes you need a little bit of know how, you know, a bit of experience. Say, come on, hold on a minute. You know, Morgan Schneiderlin played and got taken off just before half time. He'd a personal bereavement, which was hard for him as well. We fully understand that. But I just thought that we didn't seem to have the know-how. We were a little bit milky, as the word says, soft, soft-centred. And I just looked at it. Every time a goal was conceded, I looked round.
There was nobody
taking ownership of it and saying, come on, let us scruff the net. It's just people accepted it. And that's a worrying thing. He's got a lot of work to do. And as I said, the boys coming back in, whether it be Mina or Keane or whatever, he needs defensively to sort it out, because conceding too many goals.
Got to get a consistent back four, hasn't he? You know, realise what the back four, you know, that when you're Coleman out in Jagielka and Baines, they're big experienced players for you, you know, and then you've got young lads coming in. You know, I think for me that was the big point why Everton lost.
Five games played, 6 points. I reckon you probably thought you'd have had double figures, wouldn't you, out of those five games?
We should have beat Wolves.
Yeah.
We got 10 men, we should have beat Wolves. We should have beat Bournemouth. And then we had a few at home. So the fixtures have been kind in a way. But you'd expected more points than what that. But listen, one loss. But listen, what, as we said as well, Rome wasn't built in a day. And it's five games into Marco Silva. I think there's been a lot of OTT criticism over the weekend. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes more than five games to get things right. Mm. But the one thing I think he has to get right very, very quickly is defensively. Get his, as John said before, get a back four, stick with it, and say, right, okay, we go from there. Dania, as I said, did okay, but he looks as if he thought he was still playing for Barcelona and the other opposition wouldn't attack.
Is he not?
You know, so he was going forward all the time, thinking, great. Big holes in behind him, Jan Malenko, and they're thinking, hold on, you're not at Barcelona anymore. So, disappointing.
All right, if you want to talk about the Blues, give us a shout. 0151 4720967, 4720967. Whatever your thoughts might be, do you need another striker? What about the midfield? Give us a shout on any of those matters. Sharpie's here to talk to you for the next hour. Liverpool remain unbeaten. Another goal conceded.
Not unbeaten, Steve. 1-5 out of 5, which is, you know, fair five. Play to them, you know. And we haven't been convincing in the five games. We haven't played to our best.
Was this the best of the five games against Spurs?
I think, with it being Tottenham, you know, you have to raise your game. I thought we defended, you know, really well. Only one really bit of sloppy play from Gomez in the second half where, you know, Lucas Nelly scored. I thought defensively we were really, really good. Going forward, we weren't.
Well, we watched it together, didn't we? And you were doing your knot in the first half.
I'll tell you what the times we had, the occasions we had. Mm. You know, last year, you know, we could have won that 5, even 6. Mm. There was that many opportunities. Mm. And it was so wasteful that the front three, you know, thankfully we got 2 of the goals. And, you know, Bobby Firmino, you know, that'll do his confidence a world of good. Whether it's from a foot or 18 yards, it doesn't matter. He's put in the back of the net. You know, Wijnaldum was a great head, they have to say. But that the, you know, Mane and Salah, you know, they looked like they'd never played together. They didn't even was passing to each other. I'm thinking, are you both going for the golden boot here or what? A little bit of greed involved. I don't know. It just wasn't right.
But
Steve,
that's not a bad thing, is it?
No. Yeah, but there's times when you've got to play the other person in. Mm. It's all right when you get an opportunity and you've made it. Have a crack, by all means. But when someone's wide open, you've got to get it to them. And last year, they assisted each other a lot of times. But it wasn't there on Saturday, and, you know, we should have been way out of sight. Next minute, they get a goal where Sturridge just clicked off, far post, you know, on Lamella. He scores. And then they could have had a penalty last minute. Penalty.
Well, it was a penalty, wasn't it, if you looked at it in slow motion?
Listen, it was a hard one on the day, and it's only when you see it in slow motion. It's only when you see it in slow motion you think, yeah, possibly, kind of thing. But it's a hard one to call on the day, kind of thing.
Dropping,
I thought Michel Vorm was Liverpool's best player.
He actually pulled a couple of saves off, though, didn't he?
Hey, I had the conversation with John when we were watching. You know when it went through his arms?
Yeah.
I said, oh, that's a bit of a gaff. And John said, that's a bit harsh.
To be fair, he had to come the other way round, didn't he? So it was a little bit difficult.
Do you think he should have stopped that?
In real time, Steve, that wasn't as easy what you thought. I thought.
See, if I was being hypercritical about the goal that Liverpool conceded, what do you think when you say? If it was hypercritical.
The goal he got done?
No. If you watch it again, I've seen it so many times. Van Dijk goes to the ball, puts his hands behind his back, so he's stopping him there, and then turns his back and turns sideways.
I didn't notice that.
No. So basically, you say if you're a good defender, get hit with the ball full on, kind of thing. Okay, put your hands behind your back, but he stood and turned his back.
I know Sturridge, it went far post, and Sturridge was miles off limit. He just come on the pitch. He's a forward, but you've got to, you know, when you're going on to do it, you've got to know who you're marking on corners. Yeah. Perhaps because Lamella come on, he wasn't sure who he was going to pick up, but he had like 4 yards when it went to him. You've got to close it, and then Sturridge turned his back instead of getting it in your midriff. Yeah. Get it anywhere, don't you need to stop it? But then they had that, and then they threw it in. And you know, at first I couldn't see it being a penalty. I went, no, it's flicked off him. And then I seen it again. Went, some referees would have given that. And that we should have been out of sight.
That's the point, isn't it?
Liverpool deserve to win.
Should have been done and dusted. Right, let's take a couple of calls. It's the Radio City Legends with John Aldridge and Graham Sharp. We're starting on the Everton front. That won't surprise you. We got Charlie first up in Allerton. Hello, Charlie.
Hello, Missy Ice.
Hey, Charlie.
All right, happy birthday, Aldo. Anyway.
All right, Charlie, thanks, pal.
Get that out of the way.
Thanks, mate.
Don't be getting too drunk in that boozer in Bolton.
No. Take it easy, mate. Take it easy.
There's no chance you like.
I'll have a few. I'll have a few San Miguel, aren't I?
Yeah. Last time I saw you, had a few more than just a few more.
Was that after Liverpool? We always have a celebration.
But happy birthday anyway, mate.
Cheers, pal, cheers.
Just to get on what you were saying before, Sharpie, about, you know, defence, weak and getting bullied, you know. You know, Aldridge now, he's played quite a few games. He shouldn't be getting bullied by people like Arnautović and stuff like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, it's disappointing. You're right, you've got to learn quickly. And as I said, Arnautović is a handful, don't get me wrong, he's a decent player. But listen, it wasn't just, you know, him getting bullied. I thought all over the park, you know, they looked sharper. Mm. You know, they were getting in and breaking things up and moving the ball. And every time they broke, they were a threat. You know, I'm looking at us.
They looked like they had an extra player every time they broke, you know. They had like 12 men on the pitch, you know what I mean? But I just think, you know, the defence is weak. It is weak, you know. Mm. You know, waiting for Mina's to come back in, Keane.
Yeah.
You know, why didn't you play Baines yesterday? That little bit of experience could have helped.
Mm. Yeah, I said that before. I think Baines, But I think, you know, with Dominic Calvert-Lewin as a left-sided player, I don't think him and Bainsey strike up a partnership. I think Dane and Calvert-Lewin, I think Bainsey, when Richarlison's playing, I think him and Baines are good together. You know, I think Richarlison comes back and helps him, and, you know, they've got an understanding very, very quickly. Yeah. I think with Bainsey and Calvert-Lewin, I think we lose a little bit. Listen, Calvert-Lewin has done well as a left-sided player, but he's not a left-sided player for me.
Well, can I just jump in a little bit there? Because obviously I watched the game. Why didn't he start Bernard on the left? Dear me, when he come on, he's a player. Yeah. He's got quality.
He can beat men. He can pick a pass out.
He's a player, but what's the reason and logic behind that? The manager is because he's trying to feed him in slowly.
Yeah, I think he is because his fitness levels and everything else to get him back and up to the speed kind of thing. But I think you know, Lukman's another one. You know, people are crying out about why is Lukman not playing on the left hand side? He's a natural left sided player, but he needs to do more for me. I watched him warming up. And I'm thinking...
He didn't look interested.
No!
Do you know what? Charlie, again, I've been listening to Evertonians going on about Lukman and Sharpie telling... So when I watched him come on, I thought, well, go on, let's see what you've got. And the ball went to the fullback, and he sort of chased him down quite fast. And I went to the goalkeeper, I said, now go on, run 100 mile an hour. And he just ambled. Yeah. I went, show it to the fans that you want to get in the team. Yeah. So what you said is right, Sharpie.
He's showing his mouth off that he's this and that, and you know, he gets his chance and he just throws down the pitch like
I just think,
£50 million player, you know,
Charlie, I just think that we had chances. Tosin is a header he should have done better with. But in saying that, I just,
you know, and you know, Niasse with the volley, you know, that they should have been in the back of the net, Sharpie. You know, that's my next point, to be honest. You know, we need a natural goal scorer, Sharpie. If we're not scoring, it's more pressure on that back four, isn't it?
Yeah, I think John just mentioned that the boy Richarlison, I think he scored a few goals. He scored in and around the 6-yard box. So he can do that. So you look at it and you think maybe he might change that way. I still think that he'll play him in the left.
I think he's better off on the left cutting in.
And he'll persevere with Tosin. I think he'll persevere with Tosin for a bit. But I wouldn't be surprised. For me personally, I think Dominic Calvert-Lewin has got to play through the middle. I think he tries his best when he's out wide, but he's not
a wide
player.
He's not a wide man. No. He's lost out there, he is. You know, but we need a little bit of steel in the centre of the midfield as well. It's just, as you say, Noble was just walking through them yesterday.
The dresser wasn't at it, you know, I didn't think so.
No, he just wasn't at the game yesterday at all, I didn't think.
But as Charlie, the main thing is, listen, it's five games in. We're disappointed with some of the results. We've got a lot more stronger and stringent tests coming up, especially against Arsenal at the weekend. So we need to be a lot better. We need to be a lot better.
Charlie, thank you very much indeed. We're going to move on from that. Brilliant points. A bit of frustration in his voice. You said Richarlison was going to stay on the wing. Brazil played him up front. Yeah. So Brazil deemed it necessary.
But what I'm saying, even when he's playing in the wing, he scored three goals, and his goals have been in there. So he doesn't just stay in the wing. He comes in the back post, he comes in the centre of the goal, he scores a header from, you know, 6 yards out. So he's not just said, stick out in the wing. He's an attacker. So I think it'll give him the fluency to move in and out. For me, yesterday, Walcott was disappointing for me yesterday. I don't know if he had a rib injury or whether he was suffering a little bit, but he came off. But it just doesn't seem... that understanding, you know, when, you know, between him and young Jonjo came in, I thought he did okay, defended well, but there just wasn't any early on. I thought the first 20 minutes Everton did well, and then it just kind of died after that. But then again, this is when you're looking for experienced players.
Sure to see.
Walcott's an experienced player now, kind of thing, and you're looking for him to lead by example, and it wasn't there yesterday.
So you'd actually go to Charleston and left Tosin and Walcott.
But the thing, the Tosin situation as well, they paid a lot of money for him, John.
£27-28 million.
You give him a chance. They had a couple of chances at the weekend.
He had a good save, and
a header. So he's a couple of chances. He needs to get on the score sheet quickly and hopefully find his confidence, because he looks as if he's struggling a little bit confidence wise. So if I was to change it, I would put Calvert-Lewin through there and play him as a...
So you're confident by December, one of Tosin or Dominic Calvert-Lewin is doing the business?
See what job is that?
If I'm honest, I would say I'd by January, I'd be in the market.
Right. So you're not that confident.
See, if you've got a player who scores a lot of goals, or good, which Richarlison will, and you can play him on the left and get the goals, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. As long as you've got the goal scorer down the middle, you know, because that's an added bonus. Because if you, for me, if you've got...
Yeah, is it just papering over the cracks or not?
Good. But if you've got a really good striker there, he's liable to still get 20 goals as well as your main striker, like a Lukaku when he was there. But if you haven't got them and they're not doing it, well, what I'd do, I'd put him down the middle, personally, and then I'd look for someone else down left. But what Sharpie's right, you can't play the young lad on the left. He looks out of sorts.
And just very quickly, it's one of the reasons Walcott wasn't effective. Was it because Arthur Masuku stamped his foot on his head? Did you see this challenge?
Yeah.
Now, is that not a red card?
I thought, I read somewhere today, was it him beating Clattenburg, the referee? He's saying it should have seen red. It was very similar to the Liverpool one against Man City. Yeah.
Mane, yeah.
Yeah, where he's caught the goalkeeper. It's very...
Yeah.
Listen, did he mean it? I'm
happened
not sure
in a flash.
He meant it.
No intent.
It was no intent because he was going backwards. You could see it, but he's left his foot in the air. But hey, if you send Manny off for this, then you know, it could happen in that game. You get the wrong referee or the right referee, whichever way.
Okay, we're going to take a break. It's nearly 10 to 7. It's the Radio City Legends with birthday boy John Aldridge and Graham Sharp. 10 to 7 on your Monday night. I'm Steve Hothersall. Get your calls in 4720967. We were going to talk with Bruce Grobbelaar very shortly, but he's double booked us. His book's out this week, so he's going to come on the next show, I think.
That'll be a good read.
Life in the Jungle.
That'll be a good read. Yeah, that'll be a good read.
Sending you a copy, John?
Who wrote the book?
I hope so.
Who wrote it? Ragnhild.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I don't know Ragnhild's surname.
Norwegian.
Absolutely.
Okay, girl,
yeah. Runs Hotel Tier near Anfield. While we're talking about Liverpool, let's take a Liverpool call. And, of course, PSG is the game tomorrow night. So very close together, the Spurs game and the PSG game. Let's have a chat with Jay, who's given us a shout on the Legends. Evening, Jay.
Evening, you okay?
Hello, Jay.
Hi, John. Yeah, just wanted to get your views, first of all, on the Spurs game. Do you think still in second gear, or is the media making a bit too much of the lack of that mentally aren't fighting?
Yeah, I think we're moving into third gear. I thought we'd be better. You know, we were at it better. It's just the finishing that we lacked. You know, obviously, we got into some great positions. The tactics worked a treat. The finishing was really poor. I have to say, really poor. When you look at the players that we've got and what they were doing last year. But
has Salah got a problem?
He's not right, is he? He's not, for whatever reason, he's not right. He's just not himself, you know, as is Firmino's not been. Mane's been probably the best out of the three. But you know, someone along the way could take a tonking when they do hit the deck running. You know, and again, we can't moan too much because we've won the five games. You know, only conceded two goals, not scored enough goals, but we've still won all the points, which is great. You know, but down the line, they've still got to get the act together. If we want to get to where we want to get and give City and Co a run for the money, we need them doing what they did last year and firing on all the cylinders.
Yeah, I think the issue with Salah could be the fact he's had a long summer. Obviously, he didn't really have a break with the World Cup. And all that personal stuff going on with the FA.
Yeah, could be.
I think that could be playing on his mind a little bit, and he's trying to snatch at a few things to get himself up and running. But he was the same last year. He didn't really start off too well. He missed a lot of chances.
Yeah, you're right there. No, you're so all right, yeah. Because people were saying early on, where he's not a natural goal scorer, and we were questioning him. I even said that, you know, he's not a natural goal scorer, and you think he's missing loads of chances. You're right there, actually. So hopefully, you know, it'll happen. He'll get into gear along the way, and the goals will come thick and fast.
Sharpie, did you watch the Spurs game?
Yeah.
Did you think Salah's snatching at a few? Or
it's not the same as he was last year, but listen, it'll come. You know, you don't lose it overnight. You know, obviously, as Jay just said there, it could be the World Cup. It could be a knock-on effect from that. There's not just him that's suffering from it. You know, you look at Harry Kane at Tottenham, they're talking about the same thing with him. So it happens sometimes, but you know, I wouldn't worry about it, I think, because it won't last forever, you know, and they'll come back, and you've got three of them, and even the way they broke on Tottenham had no answer to the movement when Liverpool broke. So, okay, he's not scoring the goals, not as prolific as he was last season, but it's early days, far, far too early. So you've won five games in the bounce without him playing. When he comes back, it's even better for Liverpool.
It's a good sign, that, isn't it?
It's a good sign, and I think, you know, someone around the corner could take a hiding. But I thought the midfield, I thought we defended really well, Jay. You know, Gomez only made one bit of sloppy play, and the other lads done really well in the goalkeeper. I thought the midfield done well, Milner and Wijnaldum in particular. Kate is still getting used to the English game. But hey, we're all moaning about going to Tottenham and only winning 2-1. You know, we're one of the best teams. It's not bad moan up, is it, Jay?
No. Would you say we'd be making any changes for tomorrow going into the game? Obviously, I think we probably best go with what we've got. The team seems to have worked the first three games with that set up.
Yeah.
And given, obviously, they're going to come at us, aren't they, with the front three, you probably need to have the legs in midfield to get back as well and cover, which Milner and Wijnaldum seem to do better than anyone.
Is Henderson not going to play?
I think he'll play Henderson tomorrow. Yeah. I think Milner, he'll probably just rest him and he'll play him Saturday. I think Henderson will come in tomorrow with probably Wijnaldum and probably Keita, and just freshen things up there, give Milner a little bit of a, you know, respite, because he's been playing brilliantly. I think it's going to be a great game, because they will, the way their form of defence is attack, and they've got some proper strikers, haven't they? When you look at them, you know, right across the board there.
I mean, if this was a semi or a final, you'd go, it's fitting of it, isn't it? Yeah, Mbappe, Neymar.
Could be 6-6.
Do you know what?
Yeah, it could be a brilliant,
both
brilliant
teams
picture.
To score, yeah, definitely.
Gotta
tomorrow,
be,
I think.
It?
But, you know, again, they're Achilles heels at the back, you know, PSG. Mm. You know, they're not great at the back. They didn't travel the best last year, you know, in the Champions League. I think it's goals. We win. I'm fairly confident we'll win, yeah. Yeah.
You know, what do you think, Jay? How many goals?
I'm going to go 3-1 tomorrow at home. I think people are missing the fact Buffon's out as well. He's suspended from his red card from last season against Real Madrid.
Buffon. Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Is he the number one goalkeeper now, is he? Yeah.
He's gone there. This summer he's gone there. Okay. He's trying to probably boost his pension back.
I was going to say, he's 45 now, Jay, so he'll be all right.
He's not far short, is he? Yeah.
Jay, thank you very much indeed.
Cheers, Jay. Enjoy the game tomorrow.
Right, before we get to Tom, I just want to read out my favourite story of the weekend. So this was an interview that Jonathan Northcroft of the Sunday Times did with Wayne Rooney. So we went over to speak to Rooney in Washington, who's loving life over there, really
scored,
settled in well.
Last night.
Absolutely, playing well. Got a whole new lease of life. But he's just written one paragraph here. Rooney is persuaded to tell his Memphis Depay story. So Rooney says, Memphis. He came on at Stoke away and messed up for their goal. So Louis van Gaal made him play for the reserves the next day. I said to him, look, it's a bit difficult for you. Just don't come in with all your fancy stuff. So he turned up the next day for the reserve game in his Rolls Royce, wearing a leather jacket and a cowboy hat. And I thought, what's the point?
That's what you're up against.
You nearly signed him, didn't you, Sharpie?
Depay? Oh, I don't know.
Liverpool were interested. Liverpool were interested in him as well, Everton. And he went to United. They wasted the money on him, yeah.
Oh, is that not a brilliant story? Oh, has anyone ever turned up for training in Clobber that you just thought,
stop
it? Bruce, he come in with the hats on and all that, yeah, Bruce, yeah.
Come on, reveal someone who...
That's just a dress sense. Snods for a start.
Couldn't dress.
Yeah, just his dress sense.
we had a few. Barnsley, Barnsley. Barnsley Venison. And Bruce, yeah. They were the ones in the late 80s.
Barry Venison was all Versace, wasn't he?
Yeah. Used to get it off the back of a lorry by a certain person who we won't mention in Liverpool. He always used to come in.
Is that right?
Yeah, he used to come in sometimes. They have a game when we were in the Holiday Inn, and you know, all this gear, like, you know what I mean, half bat. You know, it was all Versace stuff. That's great, yeah. I got loads of it, by the way.
I couldn't see you in some of that gear.
Right, let's talk Everton with Tom, who's in Liverland. Evening, Tom. Tom, have we got you? We can't find you there. I tell you what, I think we need to move Tom to the different line. We'll get him on in a moment or two. Here we go. We can find him now. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, gents. How are we?
Hello, Tom.
Well, you don't sound too happy, Tom.
No, to be fair, Graham, I am actually. You know what? It's just not a big shock, is it, really?
Yeah.
Over what's happened. I mean, there's a lot of lads out there, you know, quite rightly feeling a bit, you know, cheesed off. And it's understandable, Graham. I felt as if a lot of the feeling from lads, it hasn't changed over the past few years since we had the first good season under Roberto Martinez. And obviously we expected things to change once Coleman came in. The less of the number 10s that he brought there, the better, I think. And I think a lot of that's just, you know, the deal feeling and the upset, it sort of stems from that time. You know, the weekend, I mean, I was away, I was out of the country, last week, and I had said to a couple of Blues I was away with, look, don't expect expect a result. If we get a point, it sounds ridiculous, but yeah. I'm going to be happy with that because you've got to look at the statistics as well. West Ham had lost four. They hadn't played too bad. They weren't great, but they're playing okay.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't particularly got a full squad. We had 12 players out at the time.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've got a couple of lads back, but in amongst that, we've got some inexperience. The good lads, and you see, you know, one or two of them have got a future, mm-hmm. but they're not particularly what you would say your first team players.
No,
at the moment, I think, again, adding to the frustrations with the fact that we've got, like, Yerry Mina, you know, Richarlison, unfortunately, yeah. you know, he had his naughty sausage moment and mm-hmm. got sent off. You know, and Bernard, come on, he looked really, really good. But yeah. we need all these players in. And again, a lot of the problems stem in the back four as well. You know, the back four's looking a little bit shaky.
Yeah.
I want Keane back. I spoke to him yesterday. I spoke to Richarlison and Yerry Mina, and they're all up for it. Mm-hmm. You know, Michael's up for it as well. Mm-hmm. But especially the one that was Yerry Mina. He can't wait for the weekend. He wants starting. He wants to start. He really wants to go with Arsenal. Richarlison, he can't wait to start again. And he's our main threat, which is incredible because if you look at it when we first bought him, we're all thinking, you know, and I don't know how many Blues out there would disagree because I think there was very few. We all thought, oh my God, what are we spending £40 million on him for?
Yeah.
And if you look at him now, he's a threat.
Yeah.
He's fast. He comes in, nips in quick. He loses players. You know, defences start to panic, and this is what you want from someone who's going to score goals, and he will score goals.
Mm.
Tosin look him out yesterday. He was on the downer. I tried to put him on enough.
Mm.
You know, but he will get it. It's like, Graham, you're a striker. You scored some fantastic goals in your time. You know, you have a small goal drought. Your head's down.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
You know, you're feeling bad about yourself, and Tosin's no different.
Mm.
And I did say to him, look, mate, it'll come. Just be patient. And the second he scores that one goal, it'll completely change. And then we've got a guy then, he's on a high. We've got Richarlison, he's coming in with him. You know, you've got, you know, Walcott over the side. And midfield, hopefully, will be fit and you know, flourishing again. Mm. And once Yerry Mina comes in and Michael Keane back, which I never thought to hear myself say that, but once Michael Keane's back, I think we've got a reasonable sort of squad. It's going to take time, Graham.
Tom,
you know,
stop there. Let Sharpie speak, will you? It's not your show, you know.
I think you'll do
well. Get back in your box, Sharpie. He's got about a million things on his mind.
I just wrote down now, Mina, Gomez, Bernard, Jags, Keane, Coleman, Richarlison. No, listen, and I've looked at it and I'm thinking, yeah, you're spot on. And I think, you know, everybody was disappointed, and quite rightly so, because I thought we were poor yesterday. But it's still early stages. I'm looking at things and people are hammering the manager and doing this and saying this. Give it time. Give it time, you know.
It's five games, David.
Yeah, exactly. So if we go, give it to Christmas, you know, see what the situation is, see if we can get those boys back in the team like Mina and Gomez, and let's see where we are there. But certainly even yesterday, and I know he's had people criticise him, but you miss somebody like Jags, Phil Jagielka. Leighton Baines, as John said previously, it's experience. I looked at that team yesterday, and I know there's the so-called experienced players in there, but I tell you what, there was no what you would call real get after them. You know,
he's an organiser, Graham, isn't he? Likes of Jags. You need the likes of him now. He's been there too long. He's seen too much.
Yeah.
You know, and he can organise. He can certainly help out like the younger players, like PCL. You know, I had a quick word with him. Don't mind saying. I just said, look, listen, mate, don't be turning into some sort of superstar. Keep yourself on your feet on the level on the ground and play your game. You'll enjoy that more. If you start going down those roads, you're going to put yourself under an incredible amount of pressure.
Yeah.
I was speaking to him and his grandfather, and he's a good kid, you know. John Joe Sharvey, another one, got a future. And I feel sorry for them in the way. I really, really do, because everyone's there looking at them thinking, perform, and when they don't, you get it.
Yeah, Tom, it's a hard place to play when things aren't going well, but as I said, hopefully, fingers crossed, we can turn things around.
Nice one, Tom. Exactly. Thank you very much indeed.
Cheers.
God, tell you what. I feel like I've had 90 minutes there.
Well, to get a lot of things off his chest. Yeah.
Tom's absolutely buzzing, isn't he, this evening? 5 minutes past seven. If you want to be like Tom and ring the Radio City Legends, 0151 4720 967, whatever you want to talk about. We're going to do the famous quiz next. Pens is coming up in a moment or two. Right. We're into Pens territory already.
How many questions?
I believe we started
six.
The season. No, there's six questions in total.
Okay.
Three penalties each. And Sharpie got off to a winning start for the season. Is that
hot,
right, Sharpie?
Yeah. He was hot.
I like the music.
What does this music suggest to you?
Was this
Halloween, isn't it?
Was it Nexus or something like
it's
that?
It's something sinister, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was Halloween.
Friday the
13th?
I don't know.
Something like that.
Yeah, I knew something like that.
All right. Six questions. So, Sharpie, you went first. Sorry, you won first.
Yeah.
So you can go first, yeah?
Yeah, go on.
All right, one question.
I'll go the same as I done the other night. Six.
Number six is the first question. Oh, it's a mystery voice straight away. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, go on.
Got the headphones on? Right, it's Pens, and this is the first mystery voice.
Once I knew it was Everton, but, you know, I was a Liverpoolian when I was a youngster, so...
John Bailey.
Are you going with that?
John Bailey, yeah.
Bailey.
100%.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lovely first touch, right footy volley, brilliant goal by Graham Shaw. First blood to the Blues down at the Anfield Road end, and an absolute classic from Graham Shaw.
Nice right, start, that one, eh?
Did we not have John Bailey as a mystery voice a few weeks ago?
No.
We did, yeah, didn't we?
Never.
You got it wrong.
Yeah. Is he doing all
I haven't seen it for me well, yeah, I haven't seen
right.
it for me well.
Great lad.
John, where are you going?
I'll go number one, stay.
Number one. Which four clubs, this is a bit tough, which four clubs starting with T have played in the Football League? So which four
football
clubs?
League.
Easy.
Football League.
Starting with the letter T.
Tottenham Tranmere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much time have we got here, by the way? Four answers here.
Come on, you've only
got instead
two
of moaning, get. Give some answers.
Tottenham Tranmere
some
Road.
South Coast, something on the South Coast.
No, it's gone.
No, come on, John.
Oh, come on, give him a break. He's going to go purple here. It's his birthday.
Jeff, he's knocking me all over the shop here.
Because it's your birthday, I'll give you that one.
Which one?
Oh, yeah, they're out. Torquay, they're down the bottom. They're out in one of the mother little leagues now.
There you go. So you've got three there. So which is
so
the fourth?
Get another one.
The fourth one's impossible.
Hold on.
You're going to clout Christian when you see the answer.
Ah, well, that's wrong then. You can't.
The fourth one's impossible.
Is it? Go on, you're going to have to tell me because I don't know the fourth one.
All right. Which is the river that runs through London?
Thames Valley.
Thames Association.
Ah, no.
What?
Is that out of order?
No, that's
is that red
order.
Card, Christian?
Even Sharpie says
1-0. No, I think that's a good question.
It's 1-0. You've got to get a 1 for that, haven't I?
It's his birthday. Give him that.
Yeah, all right. Cheers, lads.
What was the final one?
Thames Albion
Thames
or something.
Thames Association.
Where did they play?
Between 1930 and 1932.
Oh, I know he's 80 today, but tomorrow.
That's second to prepare.
Yeah, remember the birth of them.
That's a ridiculous question.
Go on, Sharpie.
Question.
What are you having?
Okay, I'll go for three.
Number three. Who was the last Everton player to win the Player of the Month award? So who was the last Everton player to win the Player of the Month award?
It's a toughie, isn't it?
Rooney.
I think on your keeper.
Pickford. No, that's a wrong decision, referee.
No.
Who was it?
You see? It
was actually Romelu Lukaku. Oh. Big Rom was the last one. John?
Number five.
Yeah.
Number five. Mystery voice time for you. Okay.
No good at these.
You're listening carefully. Try and get your thinking cap on why the voice would be there.
No, not at all. This was exactly what we expected. But we expected ourselves a bit better, more free in our passing, more precise.
Do you want to hear it again? You're looking completely bemused by the whole thing. Would it help you? So why would we have this on?
No, not at all. This was exactly what we expected. But we expected ourselves a bit better, more free in our passing, more precise.
Yeah. I know that voice and I can't think. It's something to do with Liverpool, isn't it?
Jurgen Klopp.
Right, come on. I've got to push you on it. Is it something to do with something they're doing tomorrow?
Just never mind.
All right, maybe an easier question is, who's the manager of PSG?
I don't know. He used to be the Dortmund manager, but I don't know his name. Top of summer or whatever.
He looks like he's had a good goal for Buffy as well.
What's his name?
Thomas Tuchel.
Tuchel, yeah. Yeah, I've seen him on the...
No, we never
read about
him
today. Yeah, no. We'll
2-1. You can finish it all off here, Sharpie.
No,
make
it's
not 2-0.
It's only 1-1.
No,
you've got two right. Sharpie's got Aldo's got one right.
I've got two right. Oh,
yeah,
I get
got
right.
One right.
I get Bales.
You got Bales, and you didn't get the second right. It was wrong, didn't you? It was a cross. Sorry.
What's happening here, Sharpie?
I don't know. I'll go 4.
It's like one of those Premier League refs.
I'll go 4.
Number 4. Who is Roy Race, better known as? Who is Roy Race?
Roy the Rovers.
Yeah. Good one.
You better explain to the younger viewers who Roy Race and Roy the Rovers is.
Go on.
You've got to be our age to know that one, haven't you?
Go on, tell me a bit about Roy the Rovers.
He was in the comic. What was the comic he was in?
Was it Shoot? No, not Shoot.
No, it was
one of those...
It was one of those comments.
Pino, not the dandy, yeah, or the Pino. Like one of those, though, yeah. Wasn't it?
Yeah. I love the way you said you better tell the viewers. You don't even know what comic it was in.
Well, what's the comic then? Go ahead.
I'm not old enough to remember.
Who did he play for?
Roy the Rovers.
Thames Association.
Melchester.
Something like that. Melchester Rovers.
Okay, another one wrong.
This is for a draw, this.
Go on then. The last question was number two. Right. Oh, these are horrible. which five Spanish players have scored Premier League hat-tricks?
Oh, tell you, mate.
I'll tell you, if you get three of these,
Torres,
we'll let you have the win.
Oh, no, you need to get five.
Torres
is one.
The Chelsea fella, what's his name, who's just left them last year, who's playing now at what's his name, the fellow up front?
Well, I can't tell you that because it's a quiz.
Oh, you know what I've gone. Well, he's one.
Yeah, but come on, what's his name? Coffee.
Llorente.
Llorente.
Hang on, you've written that down, giving him a tough answer.
No, he just said he was the one.
It's
he
not Llorente.
Was it not Llorente?
No, he's thinking of the Chelsea striker.
No, I'm thinking of the one who left Chelsea, the big hustler at the front. I can't think of his name now.
Coffee.
See? I've got to concentrate. I've got to find five.
I know you're 60, but you're not past it.
Coffee. Julio Nescafe. He was all right.
The bed's run out now.
I know that. It's
what shop do you get coffee from?
Sainsbury's, Tesco's, Asda, Lidl, Aldi.
All right, I've got to call time on this very quickly.
Oh,
you have
five plays. That's hard, that, Chris.
Yeah. Well, I told you to do three.
Right. Hold on a minute.
Do you really want to see this out?
Alonso didn't score a hat trick, did he?
No. An Arsenal player did.
Yeah, that's what's his name? See, did you not walk me? I can't concentrate. Oh, go on.
So Coffee was...
It's Costa.
Diego Costa.
I've got Costa.
There is another Chelsea
Torres.
Player.
Another one. Forward.
Oh, John, I can't keep...
Morata. Did you get hacked?
Yeah, Alvaro Morata is one of them.
Morata.
Santi Cazorla.
I wouldn't have got him,
And Yuri Gomez. But John actually picked the two hardest questions in the entire quiz.
I know, that's
which
shocking.
I think was a little bit tough, wasn't it? Christian, you're in the bad box.
So did you turn that music up there? Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Right, let's go back to the callers on Radio City Legends. Robbie's next up. He wants to talk about the PSG game and Jordan Henderson. Hello,
Steve.
Robbie.
Hi, Steve. Hey, Aldo. Happy birthday, Aldo.
Robbie, all the best, mate.
Just a quick point, lads. Oh, Sharpie's got a flight tonight, hasn't he?
He's what?
Sharpie's got a flight tonight, hasn't he?
Got a flight to catch?
No, he's got off lights.
Oh, got a flight?
Off flight? I thought he said he had a flight as well. Where am I going?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, they were against me today. Yeah. I'll tell you what, they're all against me, mate.
Got a flight with the Evertonians phoning up.
Yeah, I know.
What's the team will be tomorrow, John?
I think obviously it'll be strong. It'll be the Alisson, you know, Trent, Robson, Van Dijk. Gomez, I think it'll be Henderson, Wijnaldum, Keita, and then it depends on Firmino. That if he's not playing, would you play Sturridge down the middle, or would you play Mane down the middle, or Salah and bring Shakira in? That's what he's got to think about doing, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think so. I've got a bit of one for you. No, tomorrow, I think he might be controversial. This play Firmino right back tomorrow.
No,
only because of Neymar. And because he plays there for Brazil as well, doesn't he?
I think,
Tent's had a bit of a dodgy time against, like, Sane last year, didn't he? A couple of big games.
Yeah, but he came back and he done really well against them, didn't he? If you remember, he was brilliant against them in the 3-0 game and then at their place. I don't think it'd be harsh. I can see your philosophy and you're thinking about that because he knows him well and
he knows Neymar antics, doesn't he?
Yeah.
It'd
be a big call though, wouldn't it? Our balance, it'd take away our balance down that right hand side with Trent, you know, and Salah personally. I don't think he'll do that, but it's a good, decent point, you know, good thinking. Like,
what are we thinking about Neymar and obviously some of the theatrics that come with
him? He'll be diving everywhere, won't he? Yeah. Has he stopped doing it now, has he? Apparently.
Robbie, has he?
No, he still loves his antics, isn't he? He loves his dad, doesn't he, Neymar?
Yeah, I love the referee sends him off.
Yeah, he does. That's why I'm really seriously thinking, I think. top my puff for being over there because of that reason. Because he knows him. He was right with him in Brazil last week, wasn't he?
Yeah. No, it's a valid point, mate. It really is, but it'd be a big call.
Oh, it's a big call, but yeah. That's what Champions League night tonight, aren't they? Big calls.
Yeah. I think don't worry about them too much. Let them worry about us, personally.
I think
they've seen how we done last year against, quite a few big teams at home. The crowd will be magnificent again. They won't know what's hit them, from all sides. And then we've always responded in the big European night. So it'll need a big performance. Defensively, we've got to be at it. I think going forward, we'll create chances, as me and Sharpie and Steve were talking before. There'll be goals in there. How many, we'll have to just wait and see. But if we defend well tomorrow, we'll get 3 points.
Yeah, I think it could be like a shootout tomorrow night, couldn't it?
You look at Cavani, Mbappe and Neymar. It's not bad, is it? It's not bad. It's the big test of the season, absolutely up to now for us. See how we can stand up to it, really.
Can't wait. Robbie, thank you very much. Right, before we get to our final caller, Bobby, our good mate Dave Downey's tweeted and he said, Sharpie, can you tell me what your first 11 is if everyone is fit? So you start reading them off and we'll bring...
No, I don't talk to Dave Downey anymore.
I'm asking you the question,
no,
so you can answer...
because it's for Dave Downey. And
right, it wasn't Dave Downey, it was Abbott.
No, it's not.
From Bromley Green.
I know Steve Downey.
Come on, give me your first 11 if everyone's fit at Everton.
Oh, flipping heck. Pickford and goal, and then it would be Coleman. I think he'll go if everybody's fit, he'll go Mina. And I think he'll go Zuma.
So Mina Zuma.
Yeah, and this is what I think the manager will go with.
Yeah.
And then I think he'll go Dania. And then his midfield players will be... Well, it all depends what he's got. Is it Gomez? I think if he's fit, he'll come back. Gomez will play in the middle. Who else?
Gay?
Gay, possibly, yeah. And then he's got Walcott, Richarlison, Sigurdsson. Yeah, another up front.
Bernard?
Well, Bernard in the left, is Richarlison. Richarlison might go in the middle. I don't know. But,
well, you named 10 of Dave Downey's 11.
But Sharpie said that's what the manager's going with. I'm sure Sharpie wouldn't.
Oh, they're not yours.
I think that's what the manager will go with when everybody's fit.
Dodged it. Yeah. Let's get Bobby in finally on the Radio City Legends. Evening, Bobby.
Happy birthday, Aldo.
Bobby, all the best, pal. Thank you.
A couple of things growing from yesterday.
Yeah.
It's early days. I'm not going to. I don't think people should press panic button.
Mm-hmm.
I found it bizarre at 3-1 that we had 11 men back from a corner when West Ham had two players back nearly on the halfway line.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you picked up on that.
I did. And the ones that they brought back with Bernard, what is Bernard going to do? He's not going to win a header for you.
And then 3 minutes later, we had a corner.
Mm-hmm.
West Ham had 11 players back and we had three players on the halfway line.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just found that quite
It's a good
strange.
Point, that, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Do you know, Bob, when I was playing for Tranmere, Johnny King, we didn't have a tall side. So, of a corner, you'd think, well, like Pat Nevin, Johnny Morrissey, and there was another small player, I can't think of who it was. You three going the halfway line, they've got to have four back then.
Right. Well, when you see one back. Down.
Yeah, absolutely,
just
mate.
Just a quick one is that two players who do concern me. I'm disappointed in life after 9 months of watching Theo Walcott.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you remember, Aldo, I think you mentioned it, we played Liverpool at the back end of last season.
Mm-hmm.
And he was playing against Clavin, I think, as fullback.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I see the lad, I don't think he realises what talent and pace he has.
Mm-hmm.
He just wants to cross the ball. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to run at people and absolutely bypass them with his pace. And it just resulted to throwing a ball from him up front. He's just disappointing.
Mm. Sharpie, answer it, because
he started quite well yesterday, the first 5-10 minutes. I thought, he's into this kind of thing, but then he just sort of disappeared.
Worried about getting it, don't you think?
Yeah, just sort of disappeared from the game.
I know tactically he struggled and been dragged around the pitch for 18 months now, but Gylfi Sigurdsson starting disappoint me for the Freistag ground.
Bobby, we'll get you on Thursday because we've got to finish it off there. A couple of points which maybe need wider expansion.
Gylfi scored a good goal. I still think Gylfi's a good player. Necessarily the team might not be playing to his strengths at this moment. I think they're all struggling. Once it settles down, then I think we can have a better idea of what's happening.
And that's the end of the Radio City Legends. Aldo's birthday tomorrow. Have a wonderful time.
Cheers, lads. Thank you, everyone.
All the listeners.
All the very best.
See you back here on Thursday.